This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
All right, it's Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Football season is over. We normally tier football-related items, although we've also done a bunch of food-related tiers, which have really gotten the people talking.
We love talking, as Christian Gonzalez knows, we love talking food.
We do. Maybe to a fault. We talk a lot of food.
Uh-huh.
But this was an idea our own Nick Fitzy Stevens came up with, and I think it's a good one. So it's Keefe's Beefs. That's right, Jones. These would be the people that I have a real problem with and or people who have a problem with me. It's not all just me disliking this person. Sometimes it's also this person out there in the world really having a strong distaste for me. And maybe I don't even know why that is.
Yeah.
They just happen to dislike me.
Yeah, they drew the
which
line.
Which seems hard to do.
No, it does. They'll draw the line. You'll respect that line.
Uh-huh.
You'll dig in on your side of the line, but perhaps they didn't start it. You didn't start it. This is more from their perspective.
I've also, my outlook on life is this. You give everybody a chance. As soon as they break that, then you're done with them. And you never turn back.
And again, what do you say about grudges?
You should hold on to them. They're very healthy. And if you can't hold a grudge, you never should have gotten mad in the first place.
Okay, so that is the backdrop for today's tiers. What do we have for tiers today?
All right, so we're going to have goat.
The goat
tier. What's the goat beef? The greatest of all time beef.
Mm-hmm.
The next tier down, pound sand.
No pound sand.
Nice.
We might hear from that guy.
We'll hope.
We'll find out what tier he's on. The third tier today is frisky. These are the frisky beefs. These are the ones that, you know, could maybe you could talk yourself up, talk yourself down.
Don't Google that on a work computer,
okay,
by the way.
Yeah, maybe
frisky
not.
Beef.
The fourth tier for today is one-sided.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
So one-sided beef.
Yeah.
That could be both directions here. That could be me having an issue with this person, and they're like, I don't even know who you are, or that person having a real issue with me, and I'm like, why do you have the issue?
Okay, like it.
And then the last one, we're going to go with our guy, Joe Sacco, the Sacco side. Just sort of like, yeah, you're still on the list, but like, what's even the point? Like,
you're having trouble still getting fired up about it.
Not as mad.
No.
Because normally this,
Who is this versus?
Who is this versus?
Yeah.
Good one. That
should
maybe be a tier. Because I never really thought to rank these people. You know, like Chris Jericho had a gimmick for a while in wrestling where you would like just make the list. Like if you crossed him, like you just made the list and he'd write you down. That's all I did. There wasn't like a tier system. I'm like Steve Buscemi and Billy Madison.
I was literally going to say the exact same thing.
I have a list in my house, and then I've never actually crossed any of them off, but I have a lipstick ready to go in case.
It's just a running list.
Just a list. It grows.
It just gets bigger and bigger.
Just
bigger,
grows. Yeah. There's no amends. There's no going back and being like, this person didn't mean it.
All right, Keefe's Beefs. Let's tear them off.
All right, first one, former Red Sox manager John Farrell.
All right, so this is one where...
Is this the original beef?
This is a good one.
Okay.
This is a face-to-face beef. This was a year-long interview situation. And when the Red Sox were home every, I think, Wednesday, we would be in person. Mm. And I wasn't like looking to start any beef. I really am never trying to start any beef.
No.
He didn't like some of the questions, and he would like stare at me like he was going to pound me to a pulp, which
like I
he
said,
could...
Ryan.
He also called me Ryan at one point.
How dare he? No, he's a big guy.
He could have destroyed me if he wanted to.
He's a big guy.
So, but this is a good one because it got kind of got chippy.
Contentious.
It was quite contentious.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to be the better perspective
on all of these, but... I'm looking for some outside perspective, actually.
I mean, from my outside perspective, I would feel like this is...
John Farrell.
This is GOAT.
Because this was like 7-8 years ago, and it still gets brought up every once in a while.
Yeah.
So I'll go GOAT.
The GOAT!
I'll go GOAT, John Farrell.
You run into him since?
Like, I have not,
you never
God.
Crossed paths?
No. No, thank God.
He lives in... Last I knew, he lives in Charlestown. He's a lobsterman.
He's a lobsterman.
That's what I
could bond over my love of lobster. Our mutual love of lobsters.
You could. So that's last I knew.
Yeah. All right.
But I've not crossed paths with him, but I put in a good word if I ever see him.
All right. Very good.
Okay. GOAT.
Bruins captain Brad Marchand.
Oof.
So,
yeah, this is a more recent one. So as much as John Farrell couldn't stand me, he never publicly said I should be fired. So there is a distinction there, right?
So
John Farrell just didn't like me, didn't like my face. And
also didn't get international publicity, so.
Mm-hmm. True, didn't have the Canadian stations talking about it.
Two beefs, two goats.
Is that what you're saying? It might be. I mean, two different ends of the spectrum.
It's not beef recency bias?
I don't think it is.
Recency beefus?
No.
No.
Every time Marchand or the Bruins do anything well, people tweet at me like I have something to do with it.
True.
So I think Marchand probably deserves to be up there.
Yeah, I think we got two beefs, two goats. So far.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, not to put them all in this cat. What if they all just all goats?
Just a bunch of empty tears.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, he stumbled on a good idea for the bit. Too late. Yeah.
Right.
Keep going. Yeah.
All right. For former Bruins goaltender and Nesson analyst Andrew Raycroft.
So I actually have no beef here with Razor. He bailed on our show. He tucked tail and left because we asked him, like, if they should trade Marchand, and he was like, I don't want to be a part of that anymore. And then he went on Hart's show, and Hart's like, should they trade Marchand?
That was the week after he was strangely absent the week prior.
Yay, right.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really understand
Is this a one-sided?
Wait a minute. Who are you?
It's kind of one-sided. He was on the show with us all season,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden wasn't. He's still on the station, and I was just kind of confused. Did he reach out to you?
No.
Didn't reach out to me. And all of a sudden, it's just like, oh, he's not going to be on the show anymore. I was like, okay.
One-sided beef.
Sort of a show beef, anything else.
Don't bring me into this.
I kind of think it might be.
Don't bring me into your mess.
I don't think you liked your line of questioning either.
Well, I guess. No. He definitely didn't.
Okay.
There's no doubt about that.
Well, so it's not just me.
Okay, so what tier do you want to put that in then?
The Jones made it happen tier. Jones's fault tier. Should we put it in one-sided?
Yeah. Yes. This is either Sack O'Sai or one. It's one-sided, though.
Yeah.
This one is truly very much one-sided.
Yeah, yes. That is one-sided.
I mean, we're carrying it over, but it's one-sided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good question by the Twitch chat. One-sided on whose side?
Well, I think his. I mean, what do you mean?
I didn't bail on his show. He bailed on our show.
By the way, make sure you listen to him on WEEI Afternoons on Thursday, Thursday at 4:30.
It'd be a good breakdown.
Yeah, good stuff there.
He's got the Bruins winning the cup, is my guess. All right, next.
Greg Hill shows Courtney Cox.
Wow.
Okay. So this is one where I actually had a great relationship at one point with her.
Uh-huh.
Then, for some reason, she was very much Team Marchand in the whole thing.
Odd.
Very Team Marchand. She's like, oh, you've been lied to and this, that, and the other thing. So that was odd. And then she turned the energy drink fiasco into like the biggest deal of all time, which I thought was odd behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're fine now, but I never forget.
Frisky?
Yeah, frisky.
It's a frisky beef?
I think it could be a frisky beef. Yeah. I'll go with that.
Okay. Right. What's our middle option again in between goat and frisky?
Pound sand.
Is it pound sand? I think Frisky's the right spot.
I think
for
it is too.
Don't sleep on that beef. That's one that's still festering.
Baseball writer Keith Law.
So Keith Law, one of many people to block me on Twitter. This actually dates back to Nick and I were looking this up during before the show started. 7 years ago, I tweeted something about like Bogart splits versus Luis Severino.
Okay.
Good tweet, probably.
People are still talking about it. Similar to your Farrell interview, people won't shut up about it.
Oh, people were eating that up like a pot roast when they saw the splits against Severino. So what happened was I said something like innocuous, clearly, and then somebody added Keith Law to it. Like, I didn't add him. Somebody added him. So then he tried to like explain baseball stats to me, and I was just like, dude, get out of here. So we went back and forth.
Like, I didn't bring you in here.
Which I never go back and forth on Twitter because there's really no winning that. Maybe like one or two responses, but not like five. And I remember I was in a waiting room for the dentist, and Keith Law is chirping me nonstop. So I'm going back and forth with Keith Law.
You're like, I'm not losing to Keith Law.
And then I go back in there to check it out later. Blocked.
He blocked you.
He blocked me. And you know what he also did?
What's that now?
I went back and tried to find the genesis of this beef. He deleted all of the tweets that were responding to me.
Wow.
They're all gone.
Now, hasn't he turned into, it turns out to be not such a great guy? Hasn't that happened?
Is that true?
Oh, I believe so.
Oh, good.
I think evaluating millions of pieces of data in the blink of an eye, the Gambletron 2000 says the winner is...
Yeah. He's a coward. Keith Law's a coward.
No, I'm getting Keith Law confused with somebody else.
Keith Law
seems like an okay guy, except to you, Rich.
I would say pound sand, because there was a interaction. I've never seen the man face-to-face. Uh-huh. I never even talked to him, but it was a Twitter thing, and then he just also kind of tucked tail and left and just blocked me on Twitter. Like, what is that?
Pound sand?
Yeah.
I think pound sand over Xander Bogaerts splits versus Luis Severino. And people,
I had a good breakdown. It was a really good
people
tweet.
Say baseball is dead.
Incorrect. Very
it's not boring
incorrect.
Nor dead.
No.
Yep, alive and well.
The New York Post's John Heyman.
So this one I feel like might be oddly one-sided, because I think I tweeted something at him. Like he tweeted something, and then I had like a snarky response and then got immediately blocked.
You're getting blocked a lot over there.
Blocked left and right. Dikembe Mutombo out here. Rest in peace.
Yeah, you're finding people's...
But this is a weird one. This isn't like a real back
struck
and forth.
A nerve, yeah.
But what happened, I think Twitter rules have changed, but for a while, somebody would say something, and then I would be like, they're like, oh yeah, John Heyman had it. And then you go to look it up, I'm like, I can't find it. It's not on there to me. But I would say this is kind of one-sided.
So that's one-sided.
Wait a minute. Are you?
That's him to you. He's just like, who are you? I'm blocking you.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how I view it.
This is a good, we should interject this text. 617-779-7937. Is the Raycroft beef a result of the Marchand beef? And is that
maybe
beefception?
Wow. Hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah, good point.
And to answer your question, yes.
I think it might be.
Probably.
I think you got beefception.
One could definitely be related to the other. Well, I don't know. He's never talked to us about it.
That's a good point.
How would we know?
He talks to our boss who talks to us. Yeah.
Comedian Gary Goldman.
So this is a sad one, Jones. So here's the backstory on this. Gary Goldman is a local comedian who I do think is hilarious. Saw him a couple of times do stand-up live. He one day accused me of stealing one of his jokes. So on Twitter, he's like, hey, like, at Keith21, next time you take my joke, like, give me credit. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And what happened was...
Keith Mencia.
I wasn't even on the air yet.
Yeah.
But he was listening to EEI. Shout out Gary Goldman for doing that. Thank you. And I believe it was like Stiz, not to throw him under the bus, he'd even attest to this because we've talked to him about it. Stiz used a joke from Goldman's like stand-up special just as like a throwaway line during like a crossover. I wasn't even on the air yet. And he blamed me for it. And then I responded, I'm like, what are you talking about? And then he's like, you stole my joke. Like, at least give me credit. And I'm like, first of all, nobody even laughed at the joke. So maybe stop yourself right there. But I'm like, you are confusing me with somebody.
Yeah.
And we went back and forth for a little bit. And I'm like, can you at least admit that it wasn't me? Like, I didn't steal your bad joke. And it's crickets. He just like bailed on it.
Huh.
And I'm like, dude, just say that like I didn't do it. And he wouldn't do it. So now Gary Goldman, I would say pound sand. Like up there.
This really bothered me.
I also really liked him. I liked him a lot.
Wow, so this one, real residual effects from this one.
Yeah.
Fallout.
It's too bad, because I never intention of wanting to dislike this guy. I like this guy quite a bit, or I did.
How's his career? I mean, I legitimately don't
good.
Know.
He's got
good career.
I think so. He's got a few stand-up specials that are funny.
Okay.
He's funny, but like, it killed me.
Steal some more jokes and get back on his radar. That's what we got to do.
Yeah.
So, that's pound sand tier. Keep going.
All right, former NFL quarterback Ben Roethlisberger.
Another one of these like random blocks.
Wait a minute.
How many people have you been blocked by?
Well, at least the next couple, I'd put him on with Heyman then. Like, I've had no interaction with Roethlisberger. I had no idea he blocked
me. Ben Roethlisberger was one of those accounts where, like, he didn't run it, and then probably because they were worried about, you know, I won't even go there.
But, yeah, but I was going to say, what are people saying to him?
So he's not even running his own account, and they blocked, like, a million people, and then it got out that a bunch of people were blocked, and they, like, unblocked. Are you still blocked by the Ben Roethlisberger account?
Let me check.
I bet you're still not blocked. I think that was one of those where we may have resolved some beef here. I thought they lifted the block on like a ton of people.
Oh, did he? Maybe he did.
I thought so.
The Big Ben 7?
That's a good question. I don't know. This is the person you have an issue with, not me.
I don't know.
Put him on the list anyway.
All right, he's on there. One.
Oh,
side.
Somebody's got one. I forgot. Somebody has a great one on the text line we didn't put on there. I guess we could. Stanley Kubrick's daughter.
Okay.
So I was kind of razzing her a little bit for her dad directing the moon landing.
Oh yes. I'm aware of this.
Yeah, she was not having it. She did not like that. She also blocked me on Twitter.
We'll put it in there real quick.
Where would Stanley Kubrick's daughter?
Where'd you put that?
Sand.
Sacco Sai?
One-sided.
One-sided.
Yeah.
Okay, that's another one. So that's a crowded tier, but that's one-sided.
Who are you?
Stanley Kubrick's daughter? All right, next one real quick, Bill.
Ocho Cinco.
Same category. Also
Wait
blocked on Twitter.
Who man. Are
yeah.
you?
Block left and right.
I don't even tweet that much.
Wow.
People are just angry. Angry about
all those Severino splits.
Yeah.
Damian Harris.
So Damian Harris was a Patriots Friday guest, and I tried to like joke around, which was a mistake. Probably wasn't a good joke. And so I asked him, because they had like a million injuries on the offensive line. And like every day we were getting emails about like new guys on the team, new practice squad members, everything else. And I was like, hey, do you even know the names of all your teammates? And his response, what a ridiculous question. Of course I know the name to all my teammates.
Of course I do.
Of course I do.
You don't think I do?
And then I remember asking Fourier, I was like, did you know the name of everyone on your teammates? He's like, no. He's like, no chance.
Do I know the name of everyone that works here?
No.
Hell no. Not even close.
No. Yeah. But Damian Harris, I would say probably Sacco Sai, because that kind of came and went. That was like, whatever.
Sacco Sai.
That was like, it wasn't a good interview, but it wasn't like a big deal.
And he's also such a forgettable player.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that we got more?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's three more here.
Yeah, what do you think? We're even close to the end of this list.
Okay, one more. Former Bruins media members.
So this is also swept up in the Marchand thing. Is they come out of the woodwork? Like I've gotten all these things right, and now this one, they're like, "Oh, let's pounce on them now," just because Marchand says it didn't happen.
More beefception.
More beef. Yeah. So this, they're very upset. It's a group. They're all. It's kind of nameless, faceless. There's not one person that stands out, but there's a lot of chirping going on.
Where do you want to put them?
Frisky.
I was going to say Pound Sand.
Oh, Pound Sand. Sand. Pound Sand's probably. Sand.
Yeah, Pound Sand. Sand. Pound Sand, you former Bruins media members.
Okay.
Can't even get the date right for the Four Nations final.
That's tough. That's just right there. There's no scoops involved there. You should be able to have that.
I would think you should be able to. You don't report on much former Bruins beat writers, but you should be able to report on that.
That's
the
true.
Final's Thursday, not Saturday.
That's true.
Yeah.
Monty Mac.
Twitch chat Monty Mac is an angry Twitch follower. The guy's in there.
No! So it's not actually the UMass Hall of Famer.
No, it's not the great UMass player. It's a guy.
All of a sudden, the real Monty Mac on Twitter blocks Keith. He's like, what the hell?
What happened? No, so for those that don't know, we have we're on Twitch and we're on YouTube, and there's separate kind of chats going on in both ones. Mm. And respect to all the guys and gals that are in both. They are a loyal audience, and a lot of the Twitch audience seems to hate the show.
Yeah.
And yet 4 hours a day, they're just in there.
Monty Mac is kind of the face
of that. Monty Mac sort of emerges the most as like, this is stupid. Why are they talking about this? I hate this. This is stupid. This is annoying.
See you guys tomorrow.
Yeah. Love the show.
Yeah.
No, he hates it.
Right.
So this is also one where it's not just me. Part blame for Raycroft. You're part blame for this, too.
I'm very much involved in this one. Yeah.
What do we think?
Well, it's either one-sided or I would say Sacco Sai.
Sacco Sai?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll put him in Sacco Sai.
Yeah. I mean, you're on the list, but, you know.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, final one. Keith's astronomy teacher, Dr. McCarthy.
This guy was a piece of crap. This guy got me thrown out of his class. It was supposed to be a two-semester class. After the first semester, they reassessed.
Wait, threw you out of the class?
You're like, you're done. Like, we had to stop doing the class.
Wow.
I don't even remember all the details of it. The one story I vividly remember.
So this is a massive hole in your education knowledge. Astronomy is just a gap.
No. We literally had to have a meeting with, like, the head of the department, like, my advisor. My parents had to come in. They're like, a big roundtable meeting about, like, how we can't coexist anymore.
Wow.
And the thing that stood out about me is, because I would always kind of needle him about, like, you know, we never landed on the moon. So one day he comes into class. I think I've told this on the radio before, but one day he comes to class and he's like, guys, I have proof that we've been to the moon. And I'll tell you in class tomorrow.
And you're like,
so he teased.
Like,
he teased
oh boy.
It.
Yeah.
And I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, you respected that.
Like, let's go.
Yeah, show me.
I get there. No word of a lie. He goes, this is a guy with a doctorate. He goes, the proof that we've been to the moon is we have the technology to do so. And I was like, come on. I was like, you got to do better than that. That's all he had. I don't think he works there anymore. At least I hope he doesn't.
Two moon-related beefs?
Yeah, two moon-related beefs. Stanley Kubrick's daughter and Dr. McCarthy. So I don't know how to, like, I haven't thought about that guy in a long time, but, like, that was over 20 years ago.
What's his name again?
Dr. McCarthy.
Dr. McCarthy.
Yeah.
Pound Sand.
I don't know what he got a doctorate in.
So where is this?
Pound Sand or Frisky? Okay. If I remember some more, it's not goat. No, it's not goat.
It sounds like a Keith origin story for all the beefs.
Yeah, it might be. What okay. do you?
I got to trust you on this.
Okay,
one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no, I know if you
the man got your parents involved. That sounds like a pretty significant one.
All right, let's put him in Pound Sand.
Okay,
Pound Sand.
All right,
Pound Sand, Mr. McCarthy. I'm sorry, Professor.
You can call him Mr.
Dr. McCarthy. Yeah, I'm sorry, Dr. McCarthy.
It is Doctor.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's just the guy hated me. The guy could not stand me, and I'm not sure why.
You're not sure, and yet
there's a lot of
names on this list, more than I expected.
All right, so for the Keefe's beefs in the GOAT tier, we got former Red Sox skipper John Farrell and Bruins captain Brad Marchand.
Nice.
The Pound Sand tier, Keith Law, baseball stat guy, comedian Gary Goldman, former Bruins media members, and my old astronomy teacher, Dr. McCarthy. In the Frisky tier, just co-worker Courtney Cox.
Oh, that's
alone
it.
Alone in the Frisky tier.
It's her own tier.
One-sided. Former guest Andrew Raycroft, baseball insider John Heyman, former quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, Stanley Kubrick's daughter, and former football player Chad Ochocinco.
Nice.
And then the Sacco side, we have former Patriot Damian Harris and Twitch viewer Monty Mack.
Quite a smorgasbord.
It's a good list. It's actually better than I thought it was going to be.
Very strong list.
So Tarp's going to work on a graphic. I was going to put that out, Jones and Keefe, on Twitter and Instagram.
Well, considering he texted me, who is this Stanley Kubrick cat?
Yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
how it's going to go.
Well, who knows? He came in, he's like, is this Keith Law? And is this Gary Goldman? He's like, I've never heard of either of these people.
What's he going to use for Monty Mack? A real picture of Monty Mack?
Yeah, he found one. Monty Mack's got, if you go into his thing.
Oh, Monty Mack, not the real basketball. I was thinking the real UMass, basketball player.
Not the UMass star, the dude that's watching on Twitch all the time. I can't stand the show.
All right, great. So that'll be on social media.
People are like, who's this guy? I don't know what he's going to do for Dr. McCarthy. I don't know if I can dig up a picture of him.
Just find some nerdy professor. We'll figure that out.
Professor Frank.
Perfect.
Yeah,
there you go, Turp. Figure that out. That's a Simpsons reference. Shows has been on. He's like, what is the Simpsons?
Clueless.
So that'll be at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. We got Tommy Curran at High Noon. We'll get to T. Higgins. Sounds like he's staying in Cincinnati. That's next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Keefe's Beefs. It's quite a
good list.
Quite a talker, quite a list.
Yep.
You can check that out shortly at Jones and Keefe if you missed any of it. It's on the Odyssey app. It was our Tier Tuesday here on WEEI. It's also Tommy Tuesday. We'll talk to Curran at high noon, maybe a little after, here on Jones and Keefe. T. Higgins sounds like he's going to get franchise tagged by the Bengals.
Yeah.
T-tagged, as some are calling it.
You're calling it that.
So, first of all, do you think it's a done deal? Like, the reports are they're going to do it. You don't think it's a done deal.
Or even if it is a done deal, it could be a tag and trade.
Good point. He could be upset about it. He could hold out. He could try to force his way out of Cincinnati over it.
What about the history of the Cincinnati Bengals would lead you to believe they're going to sign Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Trey Hendrickson to massive contracts?
That's a good point.
It just doesn't seem. And they already have Joe Burrow under a big contract. So even that was like a little bit of a, I mean, I shouldn't say a surprise. They drafted him number one overall. But historically, they're a very cheap franchise. And especially when it's two guys at the same position and you just miss the playoffs with that. You have to pay Ja'Marr Chase, and you have to make him the highest-paid player at the position.
And they will. They'll do those things, right? I think they're going to pay Chase.
But T. Higgins, I'm not so sold on, and either they're just talking about this right now, or I wouldn't rule out. It doesn't happen as often as you think, but the franchise tag the guy and then trade him just to get something for him.
Okay,
Pats did it with Castle.
But then that makes T. Higgins a trade option, not a – like, we all agree he's going to get – tagged, correct?
Yeah, I think
he may
so.
Not be a Bengal, but he's going to get tagged. So there might still be an avenue to get him, but now what does that cost you?
So this is the problem. So before, when he was on everybody's wish lists, including mine, he was just throw a lot of money at him. Even if it's over more money than you want, that's the cost of doing business, and there you go. At least you keep all your picks. Now he then ends up on the same list as like the DK Metcalfs. Debo Samuel and Cooper Kupp won't cost you as much, but it's the same idea where it's not just money anymore. It's also a pick. Higgins and Metcalf would cost you way more than Kupp and Debo, but it's the same kind of idea. Like, if you're Mike Vrabel and you're looking at, all right, here are all of our needs, here are all of our picks, and here's all the money we have to spend, now T. Higgins is going to be more than just money. You're going to have to throw in some assets too, which to me kind of does knock him down the list a little
bit. So that's what I was just going to ask.
Yeah, it does.
So given that circumstance, maybe you still get him, maybe you got to trade for him instead of just sign him, and it's just money. Where does he now fit onto your list?
Yeah, it's much more of a risk, isn't it?
Meaning, like, is he below DK?
Yeah, probably.
So I
like Higgins.
I had him below Metcalf anyway, and I knew Metcalf cost you draft capital, but I know Metcalf is a one. Metcalf has largely been healthy in his career. Higgins hasn't, and he's never proven to me he's a one. I mean, he's done most of his production. There has been games, but most of his production has come with defenses focused on Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
So I always had Metcalf higher, and now this creates some separation.
And you might not have to trade a ton for him because the Bengals, if they're going to trade him, that means they don't want to pay him. And you're franchising, so it's a one-year deal as it is. So someone's going to have to pay him big bucks. So, yeah, unfortunately, the likelihood of getting him is probably worse. Then again, in 07, the Patriots traded picks for both Moss and Welker. Now, they sort of bought low on Moss, but still they gave up picks for both of those guys. So could that play out again where you trade picks for Higgins and Kupp, let's say, and like they're your two wide receivers that come in, and then you don't have to worry about drafting any of them and taking shots on young guys?
No, so that's I think it maybe knocks down one of the top targets. I think the top target for a lot of people. But I still think there's a lot of options on the wide receiver market. You just listed a bunch of them. DK Metcalf, Cooper Kupp, Debo Samuel. You know, in free agency, you like Godwin.
Mm-hmm.
Twitch chat, I know, loves Godwin. You could also go with some older guys like Amari Cooper if you wanted to bring them in. Davante Adams is probably going to get released by the Jets,
Go play with Rodgers.
You think so?
Yeah, with the
Done
Raiders.
Deal
Back
wherever
to the
he
Raiders.
Goes. Yeah.
Hopefully he kept his house.
So, we brought this up before. Would even want to play with Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
TBD, I think there are good options in the draft. I think there are a lot of receivers you can go get. Tackle to me is a tougher one. I've had Ronnie Stanley at the top of my free agent list for a while. I would say this cements him in. Real quick, ESPN did a list. You love lists.
Love lists.
Top 50 free agents in the NFL. They linked them all to teams.
Good list.
The Patriots land 3 of the top 50.
Okay.
And 2 of the top 10.
Oh.
DJ Reed, number 4, the corner from the Jets.
Okay.
Milton Williams, number 8, the D-tackle from the Eagles.
Okay.
Alaric Jackson, the left tackle for the Rams at 40. How would you feel about that? With all this money in free agency, how would you feel about Reed, Williams, Jackson, corner, D-tackle, left tackle?
Not great. A position of need. I mean, the thing with the Patriots, it's all a position of need. Every single player, like they could use those guys for sure.
Yep.
But, I mean, offensive line, which I guess they do address, wide receiver seems pretty paramount to me. Now, maybe that will be more trade than free agent. I know that's just a list of free agents, but... Yeah, I don't think that would wow people. It would strengthen the team, no doubt, but there's nobody on that list that you're going to get all fired up about.
So here's the Patriots' problem. They have a ton of cap space and a high pick in a year where free agency isn't great and it's a bad draft. So we'll ask this and more to Tommy Curran, NBC Sports boss, and he's going to join us on a Tommy Tuesday next.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.